For the final time across the airwaves, Jimmy, Nath, Abby Chatfield back together for your Thursday afternoon. I keep saying I did it yesterday.
I'll say a few chips.
Sorry, what?
I kept saying, can you guys, what's happening?
I just wanted some more chips.
I'm ordering us a share plate of chips as a party.
Yes.
Party. Should I order two share plates of chips for the whole team?
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm loaded.
They didn't even look outside. They just went, yep.
Yeah, yes. Also, I didn't know she was even talking to them. I thought she was just talking straight to me.
No, Nath said there, good afternoon. He said it a lot last night as well.
Kept doing that last night.
Doesn't matter, mate. I just quit. Doesn't matter. I am sorry. I'm just ordering my final grilled ever. I might get us some onion rings
onion
as well.
Rings
sorry.
Are you going to make producer Jared one last time?
So I actually texted him before and I said, get me my grilled bitch as like a little
what
gag.
What do you think, producer
that we have.
Jared, for one last time, bud? What do you reckon?
No. So here's what happened. Jared, would you care to tell the people how awful I am? I'm actually leaving because I bully Jared.
Yeah, that's true. Abby actually didn't call me a bitch. She said, go get my effing grill.
Oh, I did. Sorry. I didn't say bitch. Yeah, okay.
And I proceeded to go downstairs and I was like, order for Abby like I normally would.
Oh,
and
no.
They were like, oh, we don't have one. And I was like, oh. Okay.
Jared's yelling at them going, she needs a grill.
Oh.
And now I was like, I'm sure she would have ordered it. And then like, no, there's nothing here. So I embarrassed myself in front of the grilled people.
But I also didn't send you an order number as I usually do. I just said, it was kind of a gag, but I realized I actually need dinner.
That's how you normally talk to me though.
No, it's not.
Did she quit or was she pushed?
Or was she fired?
What I'd love to do is, if I can, Abs, read out some of the headlines that are already out. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. I was a bit upset about just one thing that pedestrian did. The headline was fine.
Mm.
But they used the strangest screenshot of me on air yelling.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre? Pedestrian don't usually do that. So shame on you, pedestrian.
Tut.
Shame on you.
Tut. Naughty.
So if you type in Abby Chatfield into Google, there's obviously a lot there. Then you can go to news and it says there's breaking news. Reality star Abby Chatfield quits radio.
Yep.
And then you can go full coverage. So I've clicked on full coverage. So kicking things off with Perth Now.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Shout out to the good people over at WA.
They've gone with media personality Abby Chatfield quits Hit Network radio show Hot Nights.
Yeah.
Very simple. To the point.
And correct.
And correct.
Good on your Perth Now. That's good. That's
Perth Now, they've always been good to me over in Perth.
Yeah. They do love you, Perth.
Love Perth.
Daily Mail.
Let everyone lean in.
Abby Chatfield quits radio show to focus on relationship with co-host. No,
I was like, they would do that.
It says to focus on her TV career and personal life.
Is that all you're focusing on?
I mean, it's also on the podcast and also just like being happy. But
Joy.
Yahoo Lifestyle.
I've
gone with Abby Chatfield's fans left stunned by shock announcement. I'm really happy with my decision.
I don't think anyone was shocked. All the comments were like, yes, queen, thank God, more podcasts.
Pedestrian's here. It says Abby Chatfield's announced she's pulling the plug on her popular radio show as of right now.
So a bit of urgency, immediacy.
Yeah, I only told them yesterday. Sorry.
Now, look, there are a lot of headlines here, a lot of news articles. Of people are going to be talking about this. People are DMing us on Instagram going, what really happened?
And what
really?
About?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And,
what are you saying?
I've told a different story every time.
Okay, what have you got so far?
Half those articles are my fault.
What have you got so far?
I said moving to a different country.
Right, okay, which country in particular, or just mysterious girl? San Diego.
Yeah, I was hoping for a follow-up question, and then nothing. I was going to say, like, Finland or something like that,
right.
But there was no follow-up question.
I'd love to go to Finland. Yeah.
I'm saying you're going to be doing breakfast TV.
God, the thought of that gave me, like, a physical reaction to vomit. That would be my nightmare.
I had one person...
Unless they're offering $1 million a year, in which case I will take it.
I had one person messaging me, not friends with this person on Instagram, like, never had any kind of conversation, and all it said was, what did you do? Capitals exclamation mark.
Probably us.
I said
her feet actually stink, but I've not wanted any of this foot plague
so
yet. She's forced
so
her
been, so you've been pushing it.
I've been pushing my agenda. She's
gone
been,
straight to HR.
Yeah. She's forcing her feet on me for months. At no point did I.
Oh. He's sucking them. No, but they've been in UGG boots all day, sans sock. Are they looking a bit purple?
Yeah, UGG boots
is
right.
Circulation hasn't been great recently.
Circulation issues.
I know. I haven't been getting my hoof massage nightly.
Now, is there anything else you want to say? Because I would like to throw it out to Australia. Are you happy with you? You go to the Instagram for the announcement.
It's a bit dramatic. Love you guys. Love you both for making me happy on air.
Yeah, actually,
you know how much I love you.
I'd love to just to get this on the record.
Okay.
It wasn't us.
Yeah, okay. Can you just say it wasn't us?
It was not Jimmy and Nate. They actually were the only reason I was considering staying. Because I love the boys so much and I could cry and I talk about them in therapy a lot about how much I love them. So my therapist even knows the boys, and when I told my therapist I'd quit, she said, "What did the boys say?" She knows my name, Jimmy and Nate. Yeah,
my therapist knows about you.
Oh, in a good way.
Yeah, it's a different conversation we're having. But what I want to do, 131060 Australia, I'd love you to call and let's create some headlines.
Yeah,
right?
I love this.
Because we know the Daily Mail, all these places, they listen to this show. Mm. And maybe one of the things I do love about radio is when people just tune in, right? Because they tune in different times. You get into your car, you turn your car and the radio's on. So coming up next, 131060 Australia, you call us. And tell us, why did Abby really quit?
Yeah, make something up.
Bigger the better.
Let's stir the pot. Let's get the articles out there.
Some
I want to see what we can do.
Put some mayo there. See if the Daily Mail runs with it. Yeah. Someone there, they hear it and they go, oh, wow, this is the real reason.
Let's try.
Yeah, see if you can beat some of the stuff that we've already put out there. Some of the bullshit we've already put out there. All right, 131060 Australia, jump on the phones right now. Why did Abby Chatfield really quit radio? Kirsty, welcome to the show. Hi, Kirsty.
Hi.
Kirsty, what is the real reason Abby Chatfield left the radio?
Because she gave you both the clap.
Kirsty, thank you for the clap then, Nate.
I love you, Abby. I'm so sorry.
No, I love that.
We don't.
That would be concerning if I gave you both the clap.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I obviously got it from Jimmy afterwards.
Yeah, makes sense. Things travel.
Chain. You gave it to me. I gave it to Nate.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
like a human centipede.
Chain. Yeah.
Sorry.
It did.
Why did she quit? She made Jimmy Nate do a human centipede with her.
Yeah, perfect.
For radio.
If the three of us were in a human centipede, would you? Which
I'd be at the top, obviously.
Yeah. Mm. And then who do you want on you?
I think you.
Yeah. And then
I'm a power bottom.
Yeah. Because Nate would do anything we asked him to.
Yeah. And also, I eat anything. So.
Yeah.
Don't swear. Last show, mate. Last show. Tegan. Hello, Tegan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What is the real reason Abby quit?
Okay, so Abby quit because she was so in love with Jimmy. It was just taking over her life.
Yeah, honestly.
Right, we said fake reasons, Tegan. Really outlandish stuff.
Yeah, you've read the article, which is a real one.
Tegan, get a grip.
Yeah. Daryl from Queensland. Hey, Daz.
How you going, mate?
Yeah, good. What's the real reason Abby quit, you reckon?
The real reason? Jimmy knocked her up. Oh. Twins.
Twins!
Yeah, so she's bolted to Spain or somewhere to...
Overseas! Oh, right!